弟兄姐妹，晚上喜乐。
Brothers and sisters, may God's joy be with you.
我在学一下这个张威弟兄的问候语。
So I'm learning the greeting originated from Brother John.
其实保罗也告诉我们说，我们要常常喜乐。
And as a matter of fact, the Scripture teach us that we have to be joyful always.
不住的祷告。
And then pray unceasingly.
所以今天晚上我们就有喜乐的心，我们一起来看一段我们圣经。
So tonight with the joyful heart, let us read a passage of the scripture.
经文是在路加福音的23章。
It is recorded in Luke chapter 23.
38到43节。
And we're going to read from verse 38 to verse 43.
也是在节目单的背后。
And the passage has been printed on your bulletin.
那我就想说，请讲中文的弟兄姐妹朋友们，我们就一起来念中文，然后我们等一下请讲英文的弟兄姐妹来念英文。
So we're going to read in Chinese first, and afterwards we are going to read in English.
好，我们一起来啊。三十八节。在耶稣椅上有一个牌子，有古卷在此用希利尼、罗马、希伯来的文字写着，这是犹太人的王。那同钉的两个犯人有一个讥笑他说，你不是基督吗？可以救自己和我们吧。那一个就应声责备他说，你既是一样受刑的，还不怕什么？我们是应该的，因我们所受的与我们所做的相称，但这个人没有做过一件不好的事，就说，耶稣啊，你德国降临的时候求你纪念我。耶稣对他说，我实在告诉你，今日你要同我在乐园里了。我们请英文的弟兄一起念。
Luke chapter 23, verse 38. There was written notice about him, which read, This is the King of the Jews. And the Chinese Bible has a footnote, it's written in Greek and Latin and Hebrew. Verse 39. One of the criminals who hung there hurled insults at him. Aren't you the Christ? Save yourself and us. But the other criminal rebuked him. Don't you fear God? He said.Since you are under the same sentence, we are punished justly, for we are getting what our deeds deserve. But this man has done nothing wrong. Then he said, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Jesus answered him, I'll tell you the truth. Today you will be with me in paradise.
好，让我们一起祷告。
Let us bow as we pray.
主，你的话语就像两刃的利剑一样，刺入破开。
And dear Lord, your word just like a two-edged sword, piercing and divided.
愿你今天晚上也借着你自己的话语亲自向我们讲话。
May you speak to us through your words tonight.
也让我们能够从你受难的这段经文，我们能够了解到你为我们所受的苦。
So that we can, through this passage we just read, to understand the significance of your passion.
也能够透过这个经文，我们能够了解到你的应许是要我们和你同在乐园里。
And also through this passage, and we come to understand that your will is for all of us to be in paradise with you.
愿主你自己在这边掌权，让我们今天晚上能够有一段很好的能够领受的时间。
May you reign over the congregation so that we can have a time that we can accept your words.
我们这样子的祷告，感谢奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
Thus we pray in the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
耶稣的受难是基督信仰中的一个很重要的事件。
Now the suffering of Jesus Christ is a very significant in our Christian belief.
没有他的发声，我们没有办法知道神已经为人预备救赎。
Had it not been happened, we have no way to know that our God has already prepared a way for us.
而且救赎的大功借着耶稣的顺服和在十字架的牺牲已经完成了。
So the work of redemption has been accomplished through Jesus being hung on the cross.
这个重要的事件在四福音书中都有类似的记载。
So this important event has been recorded in the four Gospels.
今天晚上我们要特别从路加福音中的一段对话。
So tonight we are going to ponder upon this event through the passage recorded in the book of Luke.
来学习什么是恩典之路。
So with the hope that we can learn what is the way of the grace.
而我们怎么样来走这一条恩典之路。
And then how are we going to walk on this way?
话说有一个人在镇上的公路上因为超速而被警察拦了下来。
So it's an interesting story. The police intercept a motorist and for speeding.
这人就再三的请求警察先生能够放过他。
And this man pleaded to the police repeatedly that please let me go, please let me go.
警察先生就起了同情，就网开一面，没有开罚单就让他走了。
So the police have compassion on him and did not give him a speeding ticket and let him go.
后面跟来了一辆车，看到这个情形也就停下来。
So later on, a motorist followed this car, stopped in front of the police.
也就跟警察说。
And then he talked to the police.
我一向都很守规矩，我没有超速。
So I'm very adhere to the traffic law. I never speed before.
那我有什么奖励呢？
So what kind of reward I should get from you?
警察先生看了他一眼。
So the police glanced at him.
他说你走吧。
So please go now.
我这一次也放过你。
Otherwise I will not let you go this time.
因为你再多站几分钟我就罚你妨碍公务。
You know why? Because you interfere my official duty.
保罗在罗马书里面讲了一句话。
So Paul in the book of Romans said in a very interesting way.
他说做工的得工价不算是恩典，乃是该得的。
And the scripture reads, Now when a man works, his wages are not credited to him as a gift, but as an obligation.
他又说既然是恩典就不在乎行为，不然恩典就不是恩典了。
And then Paul continued, and if by grace, then it's no longer by work. If it were grace, would no longer be grace.
可见的恩典不是在乎你自己的好行为可以犯。
So now we know that the grace is not depend on your good deed.
恩典乃是白白得来的。
So grace is a free gift from God.
那么什么是恩典之路呢？
So what does it mean by the way of the grace?
恩典之路就是耶稣为我们代罪之路。
So the way of the grace is Jesus' substitution death for our sins.
刚刚我们所读的经文记载了耶稣在受难被钉十字架时与两位同时受刑的人的一番对话。
So the passage we just read mentioning about Jesus while he was crucified on the crosshave conversation with two criminals.
首先让我借着时光隧道带你们回去在耶路撒冷城外各个他山上的那一天。
So let us moving backward to 2,000 years ago and then what happened on the mountain of Golgotha?
那一天应该是预备日，也就是安息日的前一日。
And that was the preparation day, that is the day right before the Sabbath.
也是逾越节的第一天。
And it's also the first day of the Passover.
在那边你可以看到有三个十字架站立着。
So from the description of the scripture, we know that there are three crosses.
在每一个十字架上都钉着一个人。
And then on each cross, there was...A man hung on it.
你可能会问这三个人到底是谁？
So you may ask, who are these three men?
到底他们是犯了什么样的罪而
被钉在那里？ So what kind of crime they had committed?
除了中间被钉的是耶稣以外，我们不知道其他两个人的名字。
So we know that the one hanging on the middle of the cross is Jesus Christ, but on Jesus' left or right, we do not know his name.
因为圣经没有告诉我们。
Because the Bible did not tell us.
但是我们可以从他们中间的对话推测出。
From their conversation, we can make some suggestions.
推测出他们彼此并不认识。
So we know that from the conversation, they do not know each other.
只是这两个犯人对耶稣并不陌生。
And we also know that these two criminals is quite familiar with Jesus Christ.
而且对耶稣所行过的神迹奇事早有耳闻。
And they knew also what Jesus had done, especially the miracles and signs that Jesus performed.
那他们到底是犯了什么罪被人家钉在那里呢？
So when we ask, what kind of crime that they committed to cause them to be hung on the cross?
路加福音的作者告诉我们说，这三个都是被罗马政府判处死刑的人。
So the book of Luke taught us that these two criminals were sentenced to die by the Roman government.
这两个犯人的罪名是强盗或者是造反的。
And then their accusation against them was they were robbers.
那么耶稣的罪名呢？
Then the question is, what is the accusation of Jesus?
我们从刚刚所读的三十八节，他就告诉我们说，耶稣的罪名是犹太人的王。
So from verse 38, we know that Jesus, they accused Jesus for he claimed that he is the king of the Jews.
也许你会想，这个犹太人王到底有什么样的意义？
So what does it mean by the king of the Jews?
其实这个是因为犹太的大祭司和法利赛人，他们心里很清楚，犹太人的王就是代表耶和华神。
Because the religious leaders, the high priests and the elders of the Sanhedrin knew that the king of Jews means representing God himself.
所以耶稣如果称是犹太人的王，我们就是表示就是耶稣就是神。
Now the problem is if Jesus claimed he's the king of the Jews, that means he claimed that he is God.
所以他们因为不相信耶稣就是神所派来的基督或者是弥赛亚，所以他们就到这个比拉多，就是罗马巡抚的前面控告耶稣。
Because these religious leaders did not know that Jesus is the Messiah sent by God, so therefore he know Christ is blaspheme against the Almighty.
就是控告他亵渎神，自己自称自己为王。
So this blasphemy, is very serious crime.
那比拉多在详细的查问以后，却查不出耶稣有什么样的罪。
So after a very careful examination, the judge Pilate, could not find any fault on Jesus.
但是因为这个犹太的祭司、法利赛人的民众一而再、再而三的要求。
Because at the pleading of the priests and also the multitudes,
他为了安抚他们，也就应允他们把这个强盗巴拉巴释放。
Now Pilate, in order to pacify the mob, he rather set free of Barabbas, the robber,
而把耶稣钉了十字架。
And instead, they decide to nail Jesus on the cross.
也因此比拉多就用一个牌子写了犹太人的王来做他的罪名。
And this is why the Pilate and used a sign over it. It's written the King of the Jews.
他是为了要讽刺犹太人，意思是说他们把自己的王钉死了。
Now it is really an irony because the Jews indeed execute their own king.
圣经所讲的罪与一般法律上所讲的罪并不同。
So when the scripture talk about sin, And they have a totally different concept than the religious leaders.
圣经所讲的罪是说人没办法达到神的标准。
Now in the Bible, sin means you are not able to fully reach the standard of God.
也是指人类的原罪，因为透过亚当我们的始祖犯罪所传给我们的。
So indeed, this is the original sin committed by Adam and Eve, and later on passed down to his posterity.
神也为此替我们准备了他自己的儿子耶稣基督为我们的救赎。
So out of the love of God, God prepared his own son, Jesus Christ, as our Redeemer.
保罗在罗马书中也告诉我们说，
And Paul in the book of Romans said this,
他说为一人死的是少有的，为人人死或者有敢做的，唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候就替我们死。
Romans chapter 5 verse 7, very rarely will anyone die for the righteous man, though for a good man someone might possibly dare to die. But God demonstrates his own love for us in this, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
耶稣是以无罪之身替代了一个有罪的巴拉巴。
So God, who is sinless, substitute himself for a criminal Barabbas.
除了比拉多的证实以外，耶稣的无罪在41节我们刚所读的经文里面也被两个犯人中的一位证实了。
So other than Pilate, who testified that Jesus is faultless, as a matter of fact, another criminal also verified the same truth.
因为这个犯人对另外一个人讲说他一件没有做过一件不好的事情。
Because this criminal talked to another criminal said, this man has done nothing wrong.
所以当施洗约翰看见耶稣行走的时候，他就说。
So we remember that John the Baptist, when he saw Jesus was walking on Galilee, and he said,
他说，看啊，这是神的羔羊，除去世人的罪孽的。
Behold, this is the Lamb of God.Who take away the sin of mankind.
可见耶稣的受难不是光光是为了替代替强盗巴拉巴的罪。
So now we come to the understanding that Jesus' death is not only for the rescuing Barabbas, but also for us all.
他更是替我们所有亚当的子孙解开罪的枷锁，而能与父神再一次的和好。
And Jesus' deathis really to unshackle all the posterity of Adam so that we can be recognized to our Heavenly Father.
我不知道你有没有因为做错事情而被父母体罚的经验。
So I don't know whether you have these experiences or not, that when you do something wrong, that your parent and gave you a corporal punishment.
我小时候是个顽皮的小孩。
So when I was a little boy, I was a naughty boy.
我总是喜欢在家人中午睡午觉的时候溜出去。
So when my parents are taking an afternoon nap, I just sneak out.
到附近的小水沟里面去玩水跟捞鱼。
And then I paddle in the shallow water and have fun for catching fish.
但是一旦回家后被父母发觉，
So as I went home and my parent knew,
我就会被惩罚。
And then I was punished.
打手心。
And then my father will slap on my palm.
但是过几天我又忘记了，然后我又跑出去了。
But a few days later, I forget all those punishments and then I do the same thing again.
在这种过程当中，我学到的教训就是，如果我做错事情，我就会被惩罚。
So from all these things, I learned one thing. If I make a mistake, I have to endure the punishment.
但是几年前，我在收音广播中听到一个访问。
But few years ago, I was listening to an interview on the radio.
这个访问是访问一对夫妇，他们教导他们自己的小孩子怎么样来认识耶稣。
And then the program manager was really interviewing a couple. and ask them how to train up the children.
我对那个访问的他们这个夫妇的做法的印象非常的深刻。
So they have a very unique way of disciplining their children.
这位夫妇说他们对每一个小孩讲。
So this parent and talk to each of their children.
说你们必须学会怎么样对自己的行为负责。
And then they taught the children that you have to learn how to be responsible for your deeds.
所以这个夫妇给他们每一个小孩有一本记录本。
So this couple gave each one of the children a notebook.
然后他们就开始记录一个礼拜以来他们所做的事情。
And then the parents asked them to write down what good things that you have done and what bad things you have done.
到了周末他们就全家坐下来然后拿出记录本来开始检讨。
And then during the weekend, it's a time of judgment, so to speak, and then the whole family sit around a circle.
他就要看到底有什么事情做对了，什么事情做错了。
And then the parent will examine each child to find out what things you do good and what things you do bad.
检讨完毕，父母就对这个所做的事情，如果是做对的话，他们就褒奖一番。
After this reflection and discussion,And the parent will reward each child for the good things they have done in the past week.
到了最后当然是做错事情的。
And of course, the things you do bad has to be dealt with also.
所以这个父亲就在这个时候拿出一个长长的纸板。
So the parent will take out a very long cardboard.
就是我们中国人讲的家法。
And is an instrument of punishment.
在这个时候，小孩子都很紧张。
So the children are very nervous at that moment.
他们就盯着那一块纸板看。
So they stare at the long, elongated, board, the cardboard.
因为不知道自己要受到多重的惩罚。
Because they do not know how many slaps their parent will inflict them.
可是这个做父亲的很奇怪，就把这个纸板交给这个做母亲的。
But to their surprise, this father hand over the cardboard to the mother.
然后他怎么做呢？他按着小孩子每一件做错的事情，这个母亲就在这个父亲的手心上重重的打一下。
So they do not understand why, but the father was stretched out the palm, and for each bad things.For each child had done, the mother would slap his father's palm.
在这个时候，小孩子就看得都目瞪口呆。
Now, this is an object lesson they are going to learn.
他们看到自己的父亲的手心越来越红。
So they saw their father's palm become red and swollen.
他们每个小孩的眼泪也开始掉下来。
And then the child, the children begin to weep.
他们父母亲就跟那小孩子讲说，这个也就是主耶稣在十字架上为我们所做的。
And then the parents took the opportunity to teach them the substitution punishment of our Lord Jesus Christ.
亲爱的朋友们
，Dear friends,
耶稣以无罪来代替我们的有罪。
The sinless Christ substitute us who are sinners.
这是一种恩典的给予。
So this is an expression of grace.
他在十字架上为我们付上罪的公价。
Because Jesus Christ on the cross paid his ultimate punishment.
我们怎么能够忘记他为我们开的这一条恩典的之路？
How can we ignore the way of grace that He had prepared for us through his dying.
那我们要怎么样才能走这一条恩典之路？
Now the question is, how are we going to walk on this way of grace?
第一点，我们首先要认清我们自己的处境和我们的需要。
First of all, you have to know, we have to know where we are and what is our need.
考虑到我背部的老毛病。
Oh, I have a chronic disease that is my backache.
今年的年初，桂华就很特别帮我报名参加了一个健康背部的运动。
So at the beginning of the year, my wife Guihua and she was loving me so dearly and registered me to participate in a back health program.
为了不让她失望，我就勉为其难的答应参加了。
So I do not really want to go, but since my wife forced me to go, I have to obey.
有时候我们两个人就一起出去运动。
So many times we just go all together.To the health spa.
她做她的有氧舞蹈，我就做我的背部运动。
And she is doing her aerobic dance, and I do my backache exercise.
在几个礼拜前，我们又一起出去运动。
So few weeks ago, again we go together to do some exercise.
我们先到 Vassar College 去见一个人，然后准备从 Poughkeepsie 的。Hooker Avenue 转到九号路上面去。
So before we are going to the health club, and we had some reason to visit Vassar College first.
因为赶时间，所以我就告诉桂华说，我知道有一条捷径，我们可以省点时间。
Oh, after leaving Vassar, I have to go south in order to.Be on the northbound Route 9. So, in order to save time, I try to get a quick way, shortcut.
桂华说她不熟悉那一条路，而且是我开车，所以她就没有意见。
And then my wife said, I never drove on this road before, but since you're the driver, I just let you do your way.
所以我们就开过去了。
So, we drove on that road.
开了一段时间以后，眼看那个九号路就在我们的前面。
So after I drove for a while, and then I saw clearly that Route 9 was just in front of me.
但是我们就是没办法过去。
But I'm not be able to cross the Route 9.
因为路的尽头就是一个死胡同。
Because that was a cul-de-sac.
No, dead end.
Dead end.
最后我们还得从进来的路再转回去，然后找另外一条路到、那个。
So what choice I have to turn back and then go to the point of entry.
我们找另外一条路到那个运动俱乐部，我们已经迟到了。
So because of this shortcut, unsuccessful shortcut, and we were late to the health club.
你大概可以猜到我那个时候的懊恼了哈。
So we know that we are very few annoyed and angry.
其实在人生的旅途当中，我们可能要走很多不同的路。
So as a matter of fact, in our life, many, many times, we walk on so many different ways and directions.
可能很难避免的，我们会走一些冤枉路。
So it's unavoidable that sometimes we went on an unnecessary way.
虽然近年来这个全球定位系统就是 GPS 很方便
，and we are lucky in this high-tech age we have a GPS to guide us.
但是当 GPS 它自己失去那个卫星信号的时候
，but what good is GPS if it loses the signal sent from the satellite?
它自己也糊涂也迷路了。
So the GPS can be very confused and itself is wondering why.
我不知道你自己对这个的感觉是怎么样子。
So I don't know what is your feeling.
我自己很不喜欢那种迷路跟走错路的感觉。
So I myself do not like the feeling of getting lost.
当我望着那个九号路在心探的时候，我知道我自己走错路，而且走进死路了。
So look at Route 9 and not be able to get on there, I was very frustrated.
那个时候唯一的办法就是。倒转回去。
So what other choice? I have to turn back and start all over again.
其实不管你的人生走过多少不同的路，或者是多么的成功。
So maybe you walk in so many ways in your life, and many of them are very successful.
最后你都会走到尽头。
So eventually we are going to reach the end.
那个时候你也没办法回头去做改变。
So that is a moment that there's no way you can do it over again.
与耶稣同钉十字架的两个犯人，因为触犯了罗马的法律，所以被判处死刑。
So the two criminals hanging side by side with Jesus Christ, and because they offend the Roman law,
他们因此也，他们的人生也就因此走到了尽头。
So we know that these two criminals are approaching the end of their lives.
或许他们可以再多活几个小时、几分钟或几秒钟。
Maybe they can prolong the life for few hours, or few minutes, or few seconds.
但是他们绝计是不能活过明天。
But we know that eventually he will die before sunset.
因为明天就是安息日，犹太人根据摩西的律法，他们不能做工。
Because it was Friday, and the next day will be the Sabbath, and according to the Jewish law.And they are not permitted to live beyond the sunset.
Carnegie Mellon 大学的一个电脑系的教授 Randy Pausch.
So there's a very famous computer science professor of Carnegie Mellon University by the name of Randy Pausch.
他在四十几岁，他的学术非常的有成就的时候
，at the age of 40, and his career reached a crescendo.
他忽然得知他自己的生命要被癌症所终止。
But unfortunately, he all of a sudden realized his life will end because he contracted cancer.
在这个震惊之余，他决定给全校的师生上一堂这个人生的最后一堂课。
So in his frustration and hopelessness, and he decided to give a lecture to the faculties and the students.
他分享了说如何达到他童年的梦想。
That was called the last lecture, and the title is How to Achieve Your Childhood Dreams.
我们暂且不谈他的内容如何。
Maybe there's no point to elaborate the content of his speech.
但是我相信他的内心必然有相当的遗憾跟感伤。
But I can imagine that inside his heart and soulThere's a lot of frustration and hopelessness and regret.
这使我想到有一首诗叫做《如果没有明天》。
And then it brings to mind a very interesting poem that I read before.
诗中感叹地说：“如果没有明天，曾经追逐的不再重要，珍惜的不再拥有。”
So the poet signed.And he wrote, if there's no tomorrow, what is pursued is not important. What is cherished is what I cannot own.
如果没有明天，那么该说的没说，该做的没做，该爱的没爱。
Oh, if there's no tomorrow, then what ought to be said, I don't say. What ought to be done, I don't do. What ought to be loved, I don't love.
这一切都将在没有明天的遗憾中留下一声叹息。
These all together are buried in the frustration of having no tomorrow. What remains is a sign.
所以，亲爱的朋友们
，So my dear brothers and sisters,
你知道你人生是在什么处境吗
？Do you know where you are in your lifetime at this point?
你需要改变方向吗
？So do you need to change the direction of your life?
那我们要走这一条恩典之路的第二点，就是我们需要悔改。
So the second point about how to walk on this way of grace is that we must repent.
在三十九节中，我们看到这两个犯人的其中一个，用一个讥笑的口气来对耶稣说。
So one of the criminals that hung alongside with Jesus mockingly said,
你不是基督吗？你可以救我们自己，救我们和救自己啊。
Are you Christ? Save you and us.
从这个他所说的话中，我们就可以得知，他在犹太人中必然听过耶稣行过许多的神迹。
So from what he said, I can conjecture that he must have known what Jesus had done among the Jews.
他也听过别人说耶稣是基督。
And I'm pretty sure he heard that other people said Jesus is the Christ.
所以他才会说你不是基督吗？
This is why he asked mockingly, Are you the Christ?
但是因为他的话带着狂妄跟骄傲。
And you know that the way he talked is very outrageously arrogant.
对耶稣一点敬畏的心都没有。
So have no respect for Jesus at all.
可见他所要求耶稣来做来帮他的就是要能够救他从这个他应该所受的惩罚里面能够逃脱。
Actually, he tried to exploit Jesus' power for his own good so that he can break away from the dominion of sin.
并不是真的想认识耶稣是基督。
And he has no intention to know this Lord Jesus.
当一个人只知道体贴自己肉体的需要的时候他就仍然在罪的控制底下。
So for those who are mindful of his own lust will forever and bury in his own sins.
这也使我想到我自己还没有信主以前不也是这个样子吗？
So this caused me to think that before I believe in Jesus Christ,
凡事骄傲只求自己的益处。
So I knew that I was very proud and always seeking for my own interest.
也不知道自己真正的需要是求主能够让我脱离罪的控制。
And then I do not know even my need so that I can ask God to deliver me from this dead end.
也许你不知道罪的威力有多大在你的身上。
So maybe you do not know how terrible or the seriousness of sin in your life.
收音广播名人 Paul Harvey 讲了一个爱斯基摩人怎么样捕杀一只野狼的故事。
So there's a story told by a radio announcer by the name of Paul Harvey.
虽然故事有点血腥可怕。
So the story may be a little bit grisly and, when you heard it.
却让我们能够更深刻的认识到罪的那种强烈的无法自拔的。
But this story will indeed offer a fresh insight into the seriousness of the nature of sin.
以至于自我毁灭的本质。
And not knowing that this sin will consume our life and also cause self-destruction.
首先这个爱斯基摩人就在他的这个刀的刀刃上涂上一层动物的血。
So this is a trick of the Eskimos. First of all, he took a very sharp knife and then covered the blade with blood.
然后他拿出去外面给他冷冻成冰。
And then they bury the knife under the ice to freeze the blood.
然后再把它拿进来再涂一层动物的血再拿出去冷冻。
And then later on, he took the frozen knife and covered another layer of the fresh blood and then take the knife outside again.
这样重复几次，他那个刀的那个刀刃就完全被冷冻的那个动物的血 covered.
So as the Eskimo keep doing this thing repeatedly, eventually the sharp knife will be camouflaged by a thick layer of blood.
然后这个爱斯基摩人就把这个刀拿出去找一个地方把它固定起来。
And then the Eskimo took this cover-up knife and then fixed firmly on the ground.
让那个刀刃向上。
And the sharp end was pointing upward.
当这个野狼靠着他敏锐的嗅觉闻到这个刀的时候。
Now we know that the wolf have a very sensitive nose as it smelled the scent of the blood.
他就用那个舌头去舔这个刀。
And he came approaching the knife and then keep licking the knife.
他尝到那刚刚冷冻的那个血的味道。
So this wolf enjoyed what he was tasting.
当他尝到那个血腥味的时候他就开始越舔越快。
So as he tasted the tasty blood and he licked the knife violently.
而且也越来越起劲的在
And then more frequency.
直到这个刀的刀锋已经开始露出来。
Until all the blood had been licked away, and then the edge of the knife was really touching its tongue.
在这个严寒的北极地里面，他就非常的兴奋的一直在舔这个刀。
So in this very cold Arctic night, and this wolf will just keep licking the knife without knowing, and there's no more blood on it.
因为他对血腥的渴求，锋利的刀虽然已经划到他自己的舌头，他自己一点也不感觉到。
And even though there's no more blood on the knife, but its own tongue was hurt, and he was tasting its own fresh blood.
对，他就是因为他没有察觉到那个满足自己贪求无厌饥渴的，既然是自己的温暖的鲜血。
So it is insatiable desire for blood cause him to fall into the Eskimo's trap.
因为他的本性让他渴求更多的血。
Because it's the wolf's nature to seek for more blood.
所以到日出的时候，他就被发现死在雪地当中。
So when sun rises the next morning, and the Eskimo discovered that this wolf had died without its knowing.
这个故事指出了一个相当可怕的事实。
So there's a moral in this story that points to a very terrible lesson for us to learn.
就是这个罪借着这个肉体的情欲使我们能够自我毁灭。
So through the lust and the flesh of sin and cause us to self-destructed.
这种情欲使徒约翰告诉我们说是从世界来的，而不是从神而来的。
And Apostle John told us that this kind of lust really coming from the evil one.
他也正是那恶者撒旦用来毁灭我们的一种厉害的武器。
And it's an instrument that Satan used to destruct our life.
只要我们稍微看一看我们的周遭。
So if you look at your circumstances,
我们就不难发觉今天很多自我中心的潮流。
So it's not hard to discover that we are surrounded by the current of selfishness.
很多都是用 I, me, mine 的自我。
So we are really living in a me world.
当我们不知不觉的随着这个世界的潮流走的时候，我们就会掉到那个情欲的大漩涡。
So not recognize that we gradually will fall into the trap of the lust.
我们中了恶者撒旦的诡计。
And then you will fall into the trickery of Satan.
当犯人其中的一位在四十一节告诉我们说，他我们是应该的，因我们所受的与我们所做的相称。
But on the other hand, another criminal said to the other one, said,We deserve this punishment because we are punished according to what we have done.
他认识到自己的罪。
And he realized his own sin.
他需要为自己的所作所为负责。
And he's willing to be responsible for what he had done.
同时他也认识到只有耶稣才可以救他。
And he also realized the only one who can rescue from thispredicament is Lord Jesus Christ himself.
因他说耶稣啊，你德国降临的时候。
And then he said to Jesus, when your kingdom come,
他就请求耶稣说，求你纪念我。
I plead that you remember me.
这是一个从心里发出的一个认罪悔改的祷告。
So this is a prayer of confession and repentance.
他是否想到主耶稣所讲的那个比喻，浪子回头的比喻。
Because he remembered the parable that Jesus had told about the prodigal son.
当浪子在异乡挨饿受冻，与那个猪在争吃食物的时候。
So when the prodigal son was undue in starvation and had not enough clothing and ate with the swine.
他醒悟到自己得罪了天，也得罪了他的父亲。
And all of a sudden, he came to his senses, and he realized that he had offended God and offended his own father.
他自己觉得不配称为他自己父亲的儿子。
And he went home and said to his father, I'm not worthy to be called your son.
所以他立刻放下放猪的工作就回家去。
So he quit the pig tending job and then rushed home immediately.
回家后，他的父亲却给他一个很大的欢迎。
And we know the story tells that his father had compassion on him and gave him a feast.
加拿大的一个牧师叫做 Brian Weatherdon 说了一句话。
So there's a pastor from Canada by the name of Brian Weatherdon.
他说我们每个人一出生都来到一个地方叫做有罪城。
And he said, all of us, as long as we're born to this world, we're born into a sin city.
只有一条路可以出来。
And in this sin city, there's only one way to escape from.
是一条神自己开的路。
And this way is prepared only by God.
但是若要走那一条路，
But in order to walk on this way,
你必须先回转过来。
You must turn back.
也就是圣经所说的悔改。
So this is what it means by repentance in the Bible.
没有经过这样的行动，你不可以离开有罪城。
So without this turning around, there's no way you can escape from this sin city.
当我和桂华那一天开进那个死胡同的时候，
So I go back to my early story that my wife and I went to the dead end on the particular day.
我知道我如果想要到那个还想要到那个运动俱乐部去。
So if I still want to go to the health club,
我就必须要回头出来。
I have to turn back at that point.
要不然的话，我就永远留在那个死胡同。
Otherwise, I will just forever stick in the dead end.
所以我们若要走主耶稣的恩典之路，
So in order for all of us to walk on the way of the grace,
我们需要悔改。
We need to repent.
也只有那恩典之路才能够让我们离开那个有罪城。
And because only the way of grace will lead us to escape from the sin city.
最后一点，我们讲到要走这个恩典之路。
Lastly, I'm going to point out that in order to walk on this way of grace,
我们要凭信心。
We must do it.By virtue of faith.
我们再回到经文的四十二节。
And then let us go back to verse 42.
当两个犯人当中的一位要求耶稣说，耶稣啊，你德国降临的时候，求你纪念我。
And that repentant criminal said to Jesus, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom.
耶稣他并没有面有难色或者是声色俱厉的斥责他。
So,Jesus did not scathingly reproach him.
他也没有告诉他说，我自身都难保了，我怎么样能救你？
Nor Jesus said, I cannot save myself. How can I help you?
其实耶稣反而很肯定的应许他说，
But rather, Jesus gave him a confirmation.
我实在告诉你，今日你就要同我在乐园里了。
I tell you the truth.Today, you will be with me in paradise.
这样的应许对一个垂死边缘的死刑犯是一个天大的好消息。
So this kind of promise to a terminal criminal is a great news.
而且是一个绝大的恩典。
And it's a grace in great measure.
因为这个犯人已经没有办法再有什么样的行为来偿还。
Because this criminal had no opportunity to use his good deed to compensate for the crime he had committed.
耶稣的回应代表他对这个犯人的饶恕和接纳。
So the response Jesus said to him, and representing the acceptance of Jesus and forgiveness of him.
这个回应也显明了耶稣的身份和他的爱。
And then also Jesus' response also identify exactly who he really is.
因为圣经告诉我们，就是说只有神可以饶恕人的罪。
Because the scripture taught us that only God can forgive people.
而且由于他对这个犯人的接纳，也可以知道他爱人的心。
So the surprise that the criminal received and expressed how he earnestly loved mankind.
他饶恕了这个犯人的罪，但是他自己把他扛起来了。
And Jesus forgave the sin of this criminal, and yet he himself paid the ultimate price.
那乐园到底是指什么呢?
Now the question is, what is paradise mean?
保罗在哥林多后书十二章四节见证说,
In the second letter of Corinthians, Paul said,
他曾被提到乐园里听见隐秘的话语。
And he shared with the people his spiritual experience by saying that he was caught up to the third heaven and heard the inexpressible things and not permit to tell.
是人不可说的。
And is not permit to tell other people.
使徒约翰在启示录二章七节也讲到。
And then Apostle John in Revelation chapter 2 verse 7 said this.
在神的乐园中有生命树。
And in the paradise of God, we find the tree of life.
所以说耶稣所应许的乐园应该就像当初神创造天地的时候那个伊甸园把亚当跟夏娃安置的地方。
Now we can deduct that the paradise that Jesus talked about is really the Garden of Eden before it was lost.
同我在乐园里就是表示说在一路上有耶稣的陪伴也有亲密的交谈。
So being with Jesus in paradise and indicating the accompaniment of Jesus on his way to eternity.
而且我们也可以坦然无惧地走过那个人生的尽头。
So we can come with boldness and confidence to cross death into life.
因为我们有那个永远的生命。
Because we have the eternal life.
可是等一下。
But wait a minute.
耶稣不是也被钉在那个十字架上吗?
Did Jesus also nail on the cross?
你想他的应许会实现吗?
So do you feel that his promise will be fulfilled?
当耶稣在钉死后的第三天复活。
So we know that on the third day after the crucifixion, Jesus resurrected.
他是照着圣经的预言而复活。
And his resurrection is done according to the promise of the scripture.
并在随后的五十天以内，他显现给很多他的门徒来看。
And within the 50 days after his resurrection, Jesus appeared to many people other than in addition to his own disciples.
就证明了他是圣经预言中的那个基督。
So his resurrection confirmed that he is the Christ that the Bible talked about all along in the Old Testament.
他的应许虽然我们没有亲眼看见,
even though we have not seen the resurrected Jesus with our own eyes,
但我们凭着信心, 我们就相信主耶稣所应许的必然实现。
But by faith, we can understand that whatever Jesus promised will be fulfilled.
亲爱的朋友们
and dear friends,
我不知道你现在的情况是怎么样。
And I do not know what kind of circumstances you are in today.
或许你遇到极大的困难。
Maybe you are facing a tremendous calamities.
或许你正徘徊在那个死胡同中。
Or maybe you are hovering at the point of the dead end street.
重点是你知不知道你人生的方向应该怎么走。
And the critical question that you ought to ask yourself is, do you know the direction of your life?
我们每个人都无法避免的会走到人生的尽头。
And no one can escape death.
但我们并不是因此就人死如灯灭，一了百了。
But again, the Christian do not believe when a man dies, it's just like a candle light goes out.
而是我们每个人都会面对神的审判。
And because we believe that one day we are going to face the judgment of God.
我们每个人都会必须为我们一生所做过的事所说的话来负责。
So we are held accountable to all the things that we have done in our lifetimes.
如果你还不认识耶稣，
If today you still do not believe in Jesus,
我希望借着今天的信息能让你明白你不必再为自己背负那个罪的重担。
And It's my hope that through this message, you will no longer to carry the burden of sin. Because we have the Redeemer who died on the cross and he paid all the wages of sin.
当你愿意来到他面前认自己的罪，凭信心来接受他所应许。
If you are willing to approach him and acknowledge your sin,
凭信心来接受他所应许的永生后
，and receive him through faith,
你就走在这一条恩典之路
上。Then you are already walk on this way of grace.
就是你已经认识耶稣，而且已经接受了他。
So for those Christians who already receive Jesus as your personal Savior,
我盼望今天的信息能够让你重新省察你自己的处境。
So I hope that through this message, you will and thoroughly examine yourself.
是否你已经开始偏离这个恩典之路？
And to see you have already maybe start to veer away from this way of grace,
而靠近这个世界的漩涡边。
Or you are influenced by the vortex of the current of this world.
若是如此，我希望你能够尽早的察觉而回转。
So if you find out that you are going off track, and you should examine yourself and readjust your direction immediately.
免得你进入死胡同而走了许多的冤枉路。
In order to avoid going into the dead end.And waste a lot of time of your life.
在主耶稣的恩典之路上。
So in this way of grace of our Lord Jesus Christ,
他虽然没有应许天色常蓝，人生的路途花
香长漫。 So he never promised that your life will go smoothly without difficulties.
他却应许我们一路有他的陪伴。
But he did promise that you will have his accompaniment.
有足够的恩典，能够生活有力量。
And if you give you enough grace, so that you can endure this difficult time.
在试炼中得帮助，在危难中有依赖。
So in this world you will have help, and in a tribulation you have someone to depend upon.
对我们有无限的体谅、不死的爱和永远的生命。
So our Lord has infinite compassion.And love, and they care about ourselves.
有一首诗歌是这样唱的。
So there's a hymn which the lyric go this way.
他说：“我走过最幸福的路是跟随的路。”
I walk the most blessed way, a way of accompaniment.
让你的手引导生命的每一步。
I let your hand to guide my life every step along the way.
我走过最喜悦的路是依靠的路。
I walk the most joyful way, a way of trust and obedience.
把每一天交给你的心来眷顾。
I let my day be in your heart's care.
舍己却更加宽阔。
I surrender myself magnanimously.
放手却更加稳妥。
I let go my grasp of the world with confidence and obedience.
超乎想象，精彩丰富。
And my trust in you brings forth excitement and abundance beyond all imagination.
我跟你走的这一条路。
I follow you on this way to eternity.
我希望我们每个人都能走这一条路。
And it's my earnest hope that every one of us tonight can walk on this way of the grace.
好，让我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
我们感谢你自己的话语。
Lord Jesus, we thank you for your message.
我们想象你在十字架上为我们所舍去的。
So, as you bring our mind back to the fact that you died on the cross 2,000 years ago,
你也为我们复活了。
And you also resurrected for our own sake.
让我们的盼望不致落空。
So that our hope will be fulfilled.
也让我们知道你有不死的爱。
So we know that you have an everlasting love.
一路有你的陪伴，能够走这一条恩典之路。
And what a wonder that you accompany us on this earth.
愿我们每一位都能够跟随你自己的脚踪而行。
May each one of us will follow your footstep.
愿这个教会也能够走在这个恩典之路的上。
And I pray that this church may also walk on your way.
弟兄姐妹也能够享受你的恩典。
So that brothers and sisters can enjoy the grace.
我们这样子的感谢祷告是奉我主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray this with a thankful heart in the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.